it's sure nice out, isn't it? I love it. Yeah. So I was asking the Lord what I had to start the service out today, and I've had crickets all morning. And it's like, Lord, I know you got something for me. And here while we're in prayer, I got a rather, I thought, interesting nudge from the Lord, I guess, or encouragement. I turned and looked at this Bible right here, Annie's Bible. She wasn't standing there. And I saw the words in the Bible pouring out of the Bible into her feet and going up through her body and coming out her mouth. I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. She's going to be singing the word today, big time. And so then while we were praying, I saw that on all of us. The word that you've been reading today during the week, it's going to begin to pour forth. I think the gates are open here today for you and the word that's in you, that you've purposed to put in you, that he's purposed to put in you. It's going to flow out today in the service and beyond, I believe. So go ahead and stand with me. We're going to enter into worship. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to worship corporately and freely, publicly in this house, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise to you. Amen and amen. give me a word for the offering, and just 30 seconds ago poured it in. So I love it when he does that. He's speaking to me about not being casual with our tithes and our offering. You know, it's easy for us when we come week after week after week and do our tithes and offering, that it starts to maybe get to be a little, we might get a little lazy with it all, you know, and not really think about the importance of what we're doing, what we're sowing into, seed for things that we don't even necessarily know what the seed is going to, but it's for the kingdom. So he was giving me an analogy. It's a something that occurred with for Lorley and I last fall. We had gone down to Nevada to a shooting range. Had a great time there, by the way. Training, you know, training to shoot, right? Training to hit a target. Well, it was the first time that Lorley had ever gone to something like that. And I hadn't really, I kind of assumed that she kind of knew what the deal would be, you know, going there and doing this. But she thought it was just going and having some fun with guns and shooting stuff, right? Kind of casual. And about halfway through it, she's like getting overloaded with the intense training. Because these guys want you just, you know, holding, standing. They want everything precise. And as soon as you think you got it right, they want you to do it quicker. As soon as you do it quicker, they want you to do it righter. And they just bounce you back and forth between the two and push you and push you and push you. You know, that's what a good coach does, right? And about halfway through it, she looked at me and said, "Man, I didn't think it was going to be anything like this. This is way more than just shooting a gun, pulling a trigger. This is serious stuff." It's like the Lord's showing me today that's the same attitude and perspective we need to have with our offering here today. As we put it in the basket or in the boxes in the back or give online, akbridgeofhope.com, pray into what your seed is doing. Ask the Lord to give you a focus for what that's going to and pray into it. Make your shot count. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. Yes, the opportunity to make a difference in this world. To take the things you've given us, the abundance you've given us, and to give part of it back to sow into this world. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
got a quick word here from Becca.
So at the beginning of the service, and I knew after they took the offering, I was like, oh, I should have jumped up. At the beginning of the service, I saw, like, money falling from heaven. And I was like, oh, a personal word. And then I was, maybe it's not. Maybe it's more for everybody, because after I saw that, I saw this huge row being plowed, and then I saw seed being put into this row of fresh, beautiful dirt. And then after that, I saw these huge gardens, like where you would see a harvest. And then after that, I saw a clashing of swords and swords coming down. And Jay gets up and shares on the several different ways that you're worshiping when you sow seed and money. And I thought, whoa, Lord, what you're saying is so much bigger than what I was even thinking. And so when you're sowing into the kingdom, or when you're even using money, I felt like what he was saying was there are so many different ways that can be used. It can be used as declarations in your life, like, this is freedom, this is war, this is sowing, you know, those kinds of things. And so I just wanted to get up and share that encouragement. It's like when I give to Africa and the school and the children there, I'm declaring God's going to unlock things in those children and bring freedom to that nation. So I just wanted to encourage you guys about the offering and that.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Thanks for the worship team and the time they put in. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go to announcements now. Spirit-led.
I'll try. Good morning, everyone. God's given us another amazing day, and we get to spend it together. And we get to spend it with our pastors that have returned from their travels. Good to have them back. Yep. Yep. So Tuesday night is another Mamas of Hope here in the auditorium, 6 p.m. So every mama is welcome to come. If you do need childcare for that, please contact Annie in advance, or you can call the church office and I can get a hold of her. So love for you to be able to come. Something up very important that's coming. I don't know if you guys got these little things in the mail that look like junk mail, or the ballots that can look like junk mail. But very important, we have a special primary election coming up June 11th. So be in prayer. Do your research. I looked at my ballot, and I'm like, wow, there's a whole lot of them on there. I can tell you, I can give you one person not to vote for, Santa Claus. Don't vote for Santa Claus. Seriously, it's on the ballot. That's just ridiculous. So, it's a real person? I thought it was a joke. I am so sorry. He might be a good one. Do your research. I just chucked it off like, no way. Somebody's just being funny. So, anyway. Really? That's funny. So June 11th, don't get busy doing life that you forget, because especially as believers, we have a great opportunity to make a difference with our votes, so make sure you do that. Something else coming up, Camp Out and Share a Dish. Ta-da! We're going on a camp out. You don't even have to go very far. It's right here in our parking lot. Isn't that cool? So Saturday, June 18th, bring your campers, your tents, whatever. We'll set up here on the back lawn or on the parking lot. Have a great time hanging out together. Saturday night, there'll be a campfire. And then Sunday is Father's Day, so we'll have our Father's Day picnic, and it will be here on property. We're not gonna go to Loretta Friends as usual. We'll have it right here. Hamburgers, hot dogs. Big old celebration right here on our property. So mark off that weekend to hang out with the family, and we're going to have a great time together.
All right, let's let the kids go. Go ahead and line them up there. And looks like May's leading the older kids there today. And the rest of us, we could do a little meet and greet here as we shift gears.